Hi guys, this is Kendra Kamer with Candidly Kendra Podcast. Today is Friday, March 19th, 2021, and today we are going to talk about spiritual decluttering. A year ago, when we were all banished to our living rooms to live out the introvert's dream of social distancing, I promised myself that I would clean. I didn't. I started a website and a podcast instead. I parked my bottom on the couch while the world swirled around me in bright colors, mostly the colors of Nerf bullets, to be perfectly honest, since my three boys were banished to the living room too. And I learned about things like search engine optimization and website hosting. But I didn't clean. And the Nerf bullets piled up, and the dust piled up, and one day I looked up and I couldn't see the floor or remember for the life of me what color it used to be. So, when it came time to move Steve's office into Kai's room, and to move Kai into Teo's room, and to move Owen from his shared room with Teo into his own man-child room in the basement, I tackled the rearranging, decorating, and decluttering the way I tackle everything with gusto. I started on January 1st, and I haven't put down the dust rag since. And there's one thing I've learned as I've sorted through our stuff. We hold on to relics from the past as though they actually contain our memories. Without question, we tuck knickknacks away into boxes. We let them clutter our homes while we forget they exist. But do you know what I think? I think we don't just do this with knickknacks. We do it with our beliefs as well. Maybe it's time to do some spiritual decluttering. In my experience, if I haven't spiritually decluttered in a while, God comes along in his attention getting whammy sort of way. He holds my old rotten beliefs in front of my face and says, "What about this? Do you need this anymore? Does it bring you joy?" as Marie Kondo would say. What spiritual junk have you tucked away? It's cluttering your soul. It stinks. But you wrinkle your nose at your loved ones, at your church, or even your God, thinking, "Why do you smell so bad?" Not realizing that you've allowed that rotten belief to fester in the basement of your soul. So, let's do some spiritual decluttering. With any good decluttering system, you need three piles: keep, donate, and toss. So let's talk about that keep pile. That keep pile is the things that you see and you say, "I love this. It brings me joy, and I need to find a new conspicuous place for it so I can see it every day." In my decluttering, I came across a cute little painting that I have always been so proud of. It's not a masterpiece, but it makes my heart happy. It was living in a box in the basement, but I dusted it off and planted it proudly on my front windowsill. And now I have a cute little bird that I painted looking at me from my front window. In the same way, there are spiritual concepts that we have loved, things that helped us grow, but they've been buried in the basement of our souls collecting dust. We've forgotten. 1 Chronicles 16:12 and 13 says, "Remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels, and the judgments from his mouth, you descendants of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones." Remember. Let's pull out those encouraging spiritual insights and bring them to mind once again. Here's some ways you can do that. You can review your old memory verses. What did you used to love about that verse? Pick up a book that changed your life. Why did this make such a difference to you? Restart an old spiritual practice that you used to delight in. Can you put it back in your schedule? Now, our second pile when we're decluttering is the donate pile. These are the things about which we say, "Oh, this is beautiful. How can I bless someone else with it?" You see, some of the things I've come across in my decluttering have been wonderful things that served my family well, but now I'm ready to share them. So, honestly, now I'm personally keeping Goodwill in business. We're becoming best friends with those people who take your things from your car. It's someone else's turn to be blessed by my stuff. So if you stop by the Goodwill at Constitution and Tut, say hi to my stuff for me. Have you let spiritual truths sit unused in the basement of your soul instead of sharing them with others? We do this when we don't want to presume to teach another person. We think, who am I? And then we keep our mouths shut. But friends, you are someone who has walked that road before. You've learned, you've grown, and your experiences could be such an encouragement to a younger friend. So share what you've learned. Do it in humility and love, and it will be appreciated. Trust me. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thanksgiving in your hearts to God." Is there a beautiful spiritual insight that you've kept to yourself? How can you bless another person with it? Is there a book that you can share with someone else? Or tell a friend about a struggle you've experienced and an insight that helped you. And then our third pile is the toss pile. This is our junk pile, literally junk. It might be rotten. Why have I let this live here? It's time to go. The vast majority of clutter in my basement has been trash. Dirty, ugly, unusable, but we allowed it to take up space in our home. No, not anymore. It goes into a trash bag and is immediately exiled from our home. I've noticed that there are two main types of trash in my home. Things that someone gave me years ago that I felt compelled to keep, and things that I hoarded away for some unknown reason. Things that don't do anybody any good. These same categories are true for spiritual trash. There are lessons that we've learned along the way from other people, from a parent, from a Sunday school teacher, or a pastor who misspoke. Unbiblical lessons, things that we boxed up, we let them form a foundation in the basement of our souls, and we never realize how destructive they were to the gospel. Can you think of any of those? Things that you've learned along the way that aren't biblical, and yet somehow it's had a place in your heart? But there are also lessons that we hoarded away as a balm for our broken souls. Spiritual lies we believed. Vows we made to ourselves to protect ourselves after we were hurt. Or just plain heresies that made us feel good about ourselves, so we resisted the biblical truth and chose to pack away the lies instead. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." It's an incredibly uncomfortable thing to look at the trash we've lived with for so long. But God is holding it in front of your face, saying, "You don't want this anymore, do you? It's trash." "No, Father, we don't want it, but we need your help. Please set us free." Here are some things you can do. First of all, ask God to show you your trash. Psalm 139, 23, and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Search the Bible for verses that challenge your old thinking. Enlist a wise friend for this investigation. You can do it together, and it will bless you both. Probably most importantly, pray daily for the humility to accept what God is trying to teach you now. So little by little, my home is becoming a cleaner, brighter, and more restful place. Decluttering has been exhausting. We still have a long way to go, but it is so worth it. 15 minutes a day makes a dent over time. Can you dedicate 15 minutes a day to spiritual decluttering? Rediscover the beautiful things that you forgot. Share your insights to love and encourage others. And ruthlessly toss the trash. Thanks, guys. You can find this post and more on my website at candidlykendrak.com. I hope you guys have an awesome weekend, and I'll be back again with more podcasts for you later.